This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 5th. God's word to you today is, lead the way. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 5, verses 36, 41, and 42 from the New International Version, and it says, overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha koum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up, arise. Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. First comes initiative, then personal prophecy, then good company. Then the fourth thing that lifts up is instruction. Jesus gave the man an instruction, and Jesus gave the little girl an instruction. However, if the man had not obeyed his instruction, the little girl would be unable to obey her instruction. If when Jesus said to the father, don't be afraid, just believe, the man said, forget it. After all, it is now too late. You let this woman distract you. I have heard about you and how you are with the ladies. And then he walks away. The girl would not have been able to receive the instruction that would bring her back to life. Your instruction from God is the key to your destiny. What has God told you to do? You yourself must take instructions before your situation can take instructions. The reason you are giving instructions to your situation and nothing is happening is because you have not taken instruction. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everything in your life will hear the voice of Jesus and will obey instructions. You have to bow to Jesus before your problems will bow. You yourself have to lead the way. You can tell how far a person will go by how well they take instructions from God. God says, go straight and turn left. You say, but God, I can go straight, turn right, turn left, and then turn left again, and I will still get there. But God says, go straight and turn left. If you're going to fulfill instruction, your destiny, you need to learn how to take instructions. God says, give me X. You say, God, I can actually give you X divided by 3. And then in 6 months, I can do X. Then if you do the impossible, I will now give you a multiple of X, and you will be the one that will win at the end of the day. Lord, you understand the algorithm, right? If you are going to fulfill your destiny, you have to know how to say yes, sir, when God gives you an instruction. Saying yes to God is saying yes to all the powers of heaven. Saying yes to God is telling him to have his way and to do what he alone can do. Saying yes to God is agreeing to take the back seat. You trying to reason out God's instruction is you telling God that he is not that smart after all. So he should let you show him the way to get things sorted out. That is why we get into trouble. If God has said it, just do it. What alternative can you possibly have that will match up to what the God of creation is instructing you to do? Again, I say, if God has said it, just do it. Let us pray. Father, I open my life to you, your word, and your spirit. Lead me in the way I should go, and keep me on the right path for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.